This is Orlando. This is where we believe in magic.
Welcome to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast of the Orlando sports fan.
They try to run her over. Fouché got it to go. Oh, Cole Anthony hit the deck for good measure.
What is up, Zoneheads, and welcome back to Zoneheads Orlando, the podcast for the Orlando sports fan. I'm Greg Rhodes, host of the weekly episode, The Underreported, where I get the chance to take a look at a story that's flying a little bit under the radar, but has a direct effect on the Orlando sports fan. This week, we're going to take a look at Major League Soccer, and not specifically on Orlando City and what's been happening so far this season. No, we're going to take a look at the MLS referee lockout. The lockout that just recently ended after nearly a month of replacement referees and a month of replacement referee mistakes. But what I really want to dig in on is just how this lockout and agreement compares to some of those around other American sports, how it could affect those other leagues, and why paying your refs has become so much more important in today's sports climate. But to kick it off, let's go ahead and talk a little bit about what exactly was the MLS referee lockout. So it was the end of a collective bargaining agreement period for Major League Soccer and its referees association. Now, the Major League Soccer referees are hired through a group called Professional Referees Organization, and it is directly funded by the MLS. And it's the administering professional refereeing in the United States and Canada, but they're negotiated directly with the PSRA. Now, the PSRA is the Professional Soccer Referees Association, and they are the labor union that represents the officials in Major League Soccer. They also represent the referees that are in the NWSL. They also represent MLS Next referees. So they're the overarching labor union for soccer referees in the United States. And this was the end of an agreement that began in 2014, and that was kind of a groundbreaking agreement on its own, considering Major League Soccer refs for about the first 18 years of MLS did not have a negotiating labor union. They didn't have a collective bargaining agreement, anything like that. So when the PSRA was founded in 2009, that was the first collective bargaining period that those referees had. So in comparison to all of the other major league sports, which again, MLS is the youngest of these major sports here in the United States, it makes sense that they also have the youngest labor union that maybe doesn't have quite the power that somebody like the MLB's umpire union does, or even the NBA and the NFL with their unions. So their collective bargaining might not have been on par with what some of those other leagues have expected, but I think a lot of that has changed now that you look, as we go through these numbers, you're going to see a huge jump in what MLS is going to be paying these referees going forward. And I think that builds expectations for attracting the best referees in the world, much less the United States. So starting with their base pay. So this is going to be for probationary referees starting out. So starting with zero, before they've even officially had a match under their belt. So this is going to increase their pay. They're going from a $50,000 in base pay under the previous CBA. Starting this season, those referees are going to see a 68 percentage point increase in their salary, bringing up their main base, just their base salary, not their pay per match that they referee, but their base pay, that retainer fee for them, is going to be $85,150. Now, by the end of this agreement, which runs through 2030, there's escalators that go each year by year for a pay increase. By 2030, at the end of this agreement, those probationary referees are going to make $110,000 a year. And again, that's just the base pay. This is a retainer fee, if you want to call it that, for referees, because they also make pay for each match that they referee. And of course, as you can imagine, as you go above being a probationary referee, the more matches that you officiate, the higher your pay. So after you've come off of probation, your base pay jumps immediately to $125,650 under the new collective bargaining agreement. So as, again, you're building this expectation of a higher number for more matches that you qualify, all the way up to if you've refereed 301 or more matches in the MLS under the new collective bargaining agreement, that new base salary is $165,150 for a referee. And this isn't just for the head referee. The assistant referees, the VAR referee, and the assistant VAR referee are all receiving base pay increases, with some of the highest percentage increases going towards those VAR and assistant VAR referees, going up in some cases almost a 200% increase from their base pay from just the previous collective bargaining agreement. Now, again, they're not the head referee. They're not making nearly as much as they are. But even still, those percentage that percentage increase is significant, especially in that position. Now, also in this new collective bargaining agreement, you're seeing an increase in match fees. A match pay for in the new collective bargaining agreement for a referee and an assistant referee is going to go up to $1,500 per match. So again, and in this new collective bargaining agreement, every one of those referees has a guaranteed 15 match pay. So those 15 matches on top of that salaried price. So this is a huge increase considering where MLS is when you think of the grand scheme of things of all of the leagues in the world when it comes to soccer. This is a huge pay increase and a true investment in what hopefully continue to grow in the sports landscape here in the world and the United States. Now, this isn't to say that there weren't issues leading up to this agreement. Obviously, they've gone to collective bargaining and a mediator because there was some disagreement on where these levels should have been at. And even with MLS Commissioner Don Garber going as far to say just earlier this month that the league was more than prepared to use replacement refs for as long as needed, which the PSRA obviously did not like to hear. You're trying to negotiate with a group that's obviously has something on their mind that they're stuck in the sand on. But obviously Major League Soccer and the PSRA, because I'm sure that there were some things that they were staunch on that they needed to give a little bit to kind of get to this agreement. But overall, reading through this agreement, it seems like a win-win. And I even pulled up some information on the Premier League and how much their referees are making. And per match, they're making about £1,500 per match. And that's, again, the conversion, it's a little bit more than US dollars. Their base salary is £70,000 to £200,000 per season. And again, conversion rates, and it's going to be a little bit different. I'm not going to sit here and go through all the conversion rates, but it's a little bit higher than US, but it's not wildly higher. And that's the big point that I'm making here is that the Major League Soccer has positioned themselves to be an equivalent to Premier League refereeing payment. Now, that's how you attract these better referees. You've heard over the years the complaints about the MLS refs, and you hear it from the fans, and especially Orlando City fans. They are not ones to be quiet about their dissatisfaction with Major League Soccer refereeing. But the way to get these next-level refs in is you pay them more. You give them the stipends for travel. You give their assistant referees and the video assistant referees that higher level of pay to make them want to stick around.
Content creation can be a difficult thing to tackle, especially if you're on your own, you've got a business to worry about, and you need a helping hand. That's what AuthenticAudioPro.com is all about. You can reach out to me directly on social media at Brandon Kravitz across all platforms. I'm happy to help. Everything from commercial production to live endorsements on this very show, I'll even help you launch your own high-quality podcast that you can be proud of. Customizable packages are available to fit your business's needs. I'm ready to work with you to tell your story and to make you sound great in the process. Learn more at AuthenticAudioPro.com.
And again, this is just the base pay, not in taking into account everything else that they can make, whether they're doing FIFA matches or other tournaments and things like that. All of that adds up, and just having that base pay to fall back on allows these referees to commit to being full-time referees. And I think that's something that's starting to become more and more common as we look throughout all the leagues and these collective bargaining agreements that have been struck with the leagues. Because again, you're trying to reduce the amount of controversy in every one of your games. And the most important, in my opinion at least, the most important thing that you can make sure is consistent across the board is your referee ability. Earlier in the season, when Miami played Orlando City, there was a referee that had to be replaced. One of these replacement referees that I was talking to you about. One of these replacement referees had to be replaced because there were photos of him online in an Inter-Miami jersey, in a Messi jersey. You're clouding your ability to be non-biased when you don't have control over who's coming in to referee your games. And that's, again, that was one of the big arguments from the PSRA to the Professional Referee Organization, PRO, and MLS, that these individuals cannot bear the brunt of an MLS schedule, and these types of clouded views are going to eke their way in, and it's going to cause distrust into your organization. Now, we've seen this happen in the NBA before when we talk about the Donaghy investigations and things like that. And I think that's really where all of this has to come back to, is as we grow in our sports bubble and build this new sports climate of sports betting is acceptable in everything, then you need to have the ability to keep everybody above board. There needs to be that process of these individuals are untouchable. And one of the biggest factors in keeping these people above board and keeping their minds clear on their initiatives in these leagues is you got to pay them more. And as we've seen NFL player salaries and every other league salaries continue to rise for all of these players, you have to have that equal balance for the referees. Because again, you need to be able to keep them from temptation. And I think you're starting to see that in some of the other leagues. Well, we'll kind of go through those numbers here, where we're going to take a look first at the NFL. And the NFL most recently had a collective bargaining agreement struck in 2019. And that year, referee salaries jumped up to, and again, the NFL doesn't fully disclose their salary numbers, but we can kind of take a guess based off of their figures from previous things. And I'm getting this information from Sportskeeda, where they're estimating that NFL referee salaries average about $205,000. Now, that's notwithstanding any kind of bonuses that they could also possibly be taking on from doing, you know, playoff games and Super Bowls and things like that. They also get a 401k and a pension. So those are benefits, but there aren't many other benefits in their roles. So as you compare that to MLS refereeing, now again, MLS refereeing, I guess you could argue, is maybe a little bit more labor intensive. There are more games in MLS compared to the NFL, but the NFL is the number one money-making sport in the United States. And that's not just income to the teams. I'm talking sports betting as well. That is the number one bet sport in the United States is the NFL. So in my opinion, that one's probably going to get looked at here pretty soon, just to kind of maintain that unbiased view where you're not going to be able to influence an NFL referee with money because they're already making enough money. Now, what about Major League Baseball? Now, Major League Baseball may be that much more intensive than Major League Soccer just because of the sheer amount of travel, the 162-game season plus playoffs and things like that. It gets crazy. It's a wild schedule. So Major League Baseball, and again, we talked a little bit about it earlier, but Major League Baseball might have the strongest union when it comes to their Major League Baseball umpires. Their last kind of strike was back in 1999, and it wasn't technically called a strike because they had a agreement in their collective bargaining agreement that they were still under that they would not strike. But there were 22 umpires that turned in their resignation, one of those including Joe West, kind of wished that guy had stayed away. But anyway, 22 Major League Baseball umpires submitted their resignation in 1999, leading up to a collective bargaining agreement that was renegotiated in 2000. Now, a lot of those referees were brought back, but there were a good amount that were longtime referees and ended up just taking their pensions and retiring. Some of them just were straight up not offered to return. Like, again, Joe West was one of those guys that they decided to bring back, even though even at the time he was considered a low-performing umpire in Major League Baseball. But that's neither here nor there. Joe West, glad he's gone. Anyway, Major League Baseball umpires, an average salary for an MLB umpire is $300,000 per year. Now, more experience means more pay in that regard for Major League Baseball umpires. They also receive other benefits like health insurance, pension plans, per diem expenses for travel. Those are things that I did not mention with the NFL because, again, that information is not publicly disclosed. But from the sources that I was reading through, they also don't get that. So, again, we talk about the NFL kind of falling a little bit behind the eight ball on this kind of stuff. I think we're going to see that kind of change in their upcoming CBA negotiations. Now, one of the big ones that we talked about earlier was the NBA. and just how we had the issues with Donaghy a few years ago with the NBA betting issues. And we talk about players getting paid more than ever. We talk about referees getting paid more than ever. We just recently had controversy in the NBA where a player was removed from a game for suspicion for suspicious betting transactions. So I say that they make enough money that they're not, that they're above reproach, that no one's going to be able to attack their credibility and things like that. But there is going to always be that issue of more money, more problems, right? But with the NBA, we're looking at league officials make an average of $180,000, with higher referees making about $550,000 per year. The entry level salary of an NBA referee runs around $250,000 per year, or $600 per game. And then again, additional pay for refereeing in the playoffs and finals and things like that. But back to Major League Soccer. And again, I just really do feel like they did a great job of placing themselves at a point in not just the American sports scene, but also internationally, as we talked a little bit about the Premier League referee salary, of placing themselves in at an echelon in the sports pay for referees right near the top. And I think that's going to help a lot with, as we continue to see the growth of the MLS, of the growth of sports betting in the United States and worldwide, now that it's becoming just more accessible, whether it be through your apps, betting from home, betting from really anywhere, that makes it more convenient for these kinds of things to start happening. And you even hear the pushback from players right now talking about hearing chirping from fans about not making parlays or not making the points totals, the over-unders, all this kind of stuff. In the arena, they're getting this, they're getting feedback on this from fans to players in the game. So to make sure that your referees are at a level that you feel comfortable that you're going to be able to enforce a properly called game without the overhanging dark cloud of, is sports betting affecting how this game is being called? And you're able to look again back to your CBA, back to your professional unions, and say, you know what, we're doing the right thing by keeping this as above board as possible. I think you're doing it right. And again, I think MLS is doing it right. You're going to see some of these other major sports leagues really have to take this into consideration as we move forward in this current sports landscape where, like I said, sports betting is becoming so common. But what do you think? Do you think that the sports leagues really do need to start considering sports betting when they're going into their collective bargaining with not only their players' associations, but even the referee associations? Let us know about it in the Zone Heads Facebook group, where this kind of conversation is always welcome. Just search Zone-Heads on Facebook and Instagram. And don't forget to add me on social media at MySportsFlorida on all social media, and check out the website MySportsFlorida.com. Again, thank you for listening to the Zone Heads Orlando podcast. This is Greg Rhodes, here for the underreported.
Today's episode of the Zone Heads Orlando podcast brought to you by Authentic Audio Productions, your go-to source for audio production of any kind, commercials, live endorsements, podcast production. You know, we can make you sound this good. Let Authentic Audio be your guide. Go to the website, get a feel for what we offer, AuthenticAudioPro.com. Follow this show, keep up on Facebook by becoming a Zone Head, also on Instagram and on YouTube. Short clips found there. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Continue to let the internet know that we are here. Throw us a follow, rate us, review us. We greatly appreciate it. Things are heating up. Stay tuned for tomorrow's Hot Takes Only episode, the perfect weekend listen as you unwind from the work week. We'll chat soon, Zoneheads.